B-Pod Studios.
Why are you waking me up now?
It's TNR on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I had no idea they could do that.
Well, there you go.
Follow these guys on Twitter at Toucher and Rich.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bankroll Boys.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
I had the oven.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in his chest.
Oh! 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and it is time for the Bankroll Boys. The over-under 98.5 podcast is available on the 98.5 The Sports Hub website, the 98.5 Sports Hub app. Joe Murray, Dan Lifshatz, they made me a lot of money. They doubled my money this season. And now we are done. We are finished with that. Joe Murray, very sick of doing it. And then so I said, that's okay. We can stop. But then I went to the casino and I said, I'll see you later. I'll do this on my own. But nonetheless. All right. So, Joe, you were saying to me that there are odds on the situation with the Patriots.
Yes. Dan, I'll give them here. Sanctions for the Patriots that they'll face for Spygate 2.0, according to Odd Shark. A fine minus 6,600. So that means it's going to happen. A loss of a draft pick minus 250. So those are the top two. Reduction in value of a draft pick is on the list. Head coach suspension plus 400. Team president suspended plus 500. Team owner suspended 600 and no sanctions plus 1,200.
So they believe it, obviously, sanctions. Now, do you take a swing at that? Do you take a swing
loss
at
loss
no
of a draft pick? I'd do all day long.
Yeah,
no, but no sanctions. I mean, you got a huge odds there.
No.
All right, so you don't touch that, despite the odds.
Yeah, where's the good value there? Head coach? Owner?
Owner suspended.
Good value there, plus 600?
Plus 600. Some stuff this past offseason with him. He was fined before. Now it's a second time.
It's Crash Sports Production.
Yeah.
I like that. I think that's the right side of the value.
Mm. What good is it to suspend the owner? Just they can't go to the game?
I mean, didn't they do it with somebody that was at the Saints, or is that just the coach?
No, it's just, they can't go to the game, but it's just, that's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing as hell.
Like, that'd just be a very public, yeah, that's true, Ursae was suspended. Yeah. Very, very different circumstances, but yeah, but, you know, it's just, that'd be putting it on display more than a slap on the wrist for an owner. I think that's where the discipline would lie.
So you missed that very... very nice shot of the two of them in the booth that they show every game.
Exactly. Yep.
You own the team. You can't go to the game. It's pretty embarrassing. I don't know.
Can I just throw something at Dan? We talked about this yesterday, but the Vegas Dave stuff. And why are you so pissed? I mean, right. I know you don't like it.
All right. Okay. We have to slow down. Okay. So who is Vegas Dave for the audience?
Okay. So Vegas Dave is a guy who sells plays, and what he does is – he sells both sides of a play. So if you'd say he has 100 clients, he'll give, you know, and say the Celtics are playing, I don't know, the Mavericks. He'll give 50% of his clients the Celtics, and he'll give 50% of his clients the Mavericks. And that's how he makes money, because he's always guaranteed to win unless it pushes. He's always guaranteed to win. So now what he's been doing is he's been going on Instagram. And I have a history with the guy. I hate the guy. I think he's a scumbag. Anyway, so basically, I don't like the guy, and he is now going on Instagram and having very attractive Instagram models, you know, do advertisements for him. And now he's gone above that, and Holly Saunders, I believe, works for Fox Sports,
yep.
If I'm correct.
Golf for Fox Sports.
Yeah, and she does a little gambling stuff on the side, too. They started dating about a week ago, and they are now engaged to be married.
And this is a known crook,
yes,
who stole people's identity. And if you watch that, we had the director on in the past who did the Showtime
Action.
Or whatever. It's called Action. Well, you saw the guy made $250,000 on the Super Bowl. He solicits picks. It's an actual business. You can do it. But this guy's been to jail for stealing people's identity. So he's like a real, like true, like dirty guy.
Yeah. So you think this whole marriage thing is a sham?
Yeah, I mean, it's just.
You don't think he should be allowed to marry? He should be a happy man. He shouldn't be.
I mean, they met a week ago, Jones. You should get married to someone you meet.
I mean, no,
I don't know.
I mean, he is a lucky guy.
The heart wants what the heart wants, Lift Chef.
I mean, that's fair. But
let's dump Cliff Kingsbury and go after Dave, whatever his name is. You know,
oh, no. I mean, if I had Cliff Kingsbury, I would not let him go. All right, so. What do you guys think about betting on bowl games, especially the early ones? Because do you find that the teams try in these early bowl games? Do you think that they're invested, or are they just taking the trip and they're kind of out of it?
It depends on coaching. Like, for example, Florida Atlantic, I believe, is playing. Is it tonight, the 20th?
Tomorrow.
Florida Atlantic's a dog. Well, they're not playing without Lane Kiffin. They have a new coach coming in, Willie Taggart. I looked it up. Their defense, they're ranked 53rd in the country defensively, yet they're known as an offensive team. But I don't know why they're underdogs, but the fact that, you know, they don't have their coach, some people might think they don't want to play. I actually look at it as a team that wants to play, and I think that's what Vegas is doing, is looking at it as, they're without their coach, so let's make them underdogs. They've scored like 40 or 50 points their last five games in a row.
It's also, they're also home.
Yeah.
They're playing the bowl game in their home stadium. So it depends. I mean, it's weird, man. Like some of these teams, like, they really don't want to play for whatever reason. And some of them really do. Like you'll see like a few of these guys like really, really want to play. It's kind of, it's like trying to find a motivation factor for some of these teams. And that's what's tough, like with the Bulls, and also trying to figure out who's playing, who's not. Are the good players playing? Are they not? You know, like all that stuff.
So yeah, like a team like Michigan State, right? They sucked all year.
Yes.
They made a bowl game, but they're going to play Wake Forest. Wake Forest had a really good year and is really tapered off. So we don't know if Wake Forest is going to sit all their receivers. We're going to go pro. And in that spot, Michigan State wants to go out on a high note and win a bowl game.
Yeah, and Michigan State's also playing for D'Antonio. There has been a little bit of noise about them wanting to move.
You have to look at motivation as a factor in these games.
Right, so like Washington's facing Boise State. Washington was supposed to be like a perennial playoff potential team. They sucked, didn't get anywhere close to that. And now they're facing Boise State, who's led by a freshman quarterback in his first bowl game. Like, so where's the motivation factor? You're going to side with the team that, you know, has been had a really disappointing year.
And has
year.
A pro prospect that could be going in the first
round. But also, that game, that's Chris Peterson's last game with Washington, right? And he's going against Boise State, which is his former school. Yeah, so, like, maybe what? So, like.
So now you're seeing. So it's hard to kind of decide the motivation.
So what are the tiebreakers? Like, how do you kind of prioritize it? Because I'd agree, right? Like, what are the metrics you look at in those bowl games? Because it's really hard to
quantify. Spread for me in that one's Washington's -3. Boise's had a history of playing well in bowl games, though. Going way back to the Oklahoma Statue of Liberty days. So
when they proposed to a cheerleader, and he just said, "I'm going to get married at 22.
Yeah, we don't even know if Easton's playing or any of the fun stuff. So, like, you know, it's.
So will you bet on these bowl games?
Every single one of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
so now we're talking.
I have a formula.
Okay, what's the formula?
I made a chart, and I looked at everything and put stuff in.
It's proprietary?
Yes, thank you.
So there's a fun little system that works really well, and it's worked over the past few years. If you bet the first half under, if it wins, you stop. If it doesn't win, you double down on the second half under, and it's something like 77% over the past like
under
couple years. Yes,
wow.
Because some teams don't care.
They don't.
They're happy to be there. They got their swag. You know, because when you go to a bowl, you get
a swag bag.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, Joe Murray, I know your feelings on this. I don't know about you, Dan, is that the Bills, Patriots are -6.5. And, Joe, I know your feelings about this. You feel this is going to be a blowout.
Yeah, I'm just going to bring up one trend. The last time the Patriots have played a team in the AFC East with a record this well was 2009. It was against the Jets. They beat them 45-3. So it hasn't happened since they played Buffalo this week. We know what happened.
They lost him in the playoffs. They did destroy him. Yeah,
classic.
One step at a time. The last time they've been in this situation, they smoked them. I think they're licking their chops at Josh Allen.
And you also like the over.
I think that they're going to put up over 30 points this week. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've been very hard on the Patriots.
How about you, Lifshatz?
I agree. With the actual Pats winning, I think they're going to smoke the Bills. Josh Allen just isn't a good quarterback.
No, he's terrible.
Just straight up not a good player. The Bills always struggle in New England. Always. I mean, it's like the same thing when the Pats go to Miami. They always struggle. It's the same type of thing. They always struggle in New England. So, yeah, I'd absolutely back the Pats in a situation where, A, Buffalo doesn't have to win the game, and, B, you know, like, it's an important game, so you know Buffalo's going to crap themselves because that's what they do because they're the Bills. And, yeah, so I disagree with the over-under. It's at 36.5. I think it's going under.
Oh, wow.
Way under.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I think the Pats will probably beat them handily.
But you don't think they're scoring 30 like Joe?
No, I think you'll probably see his Pats score like 20 and Bills score like 3.
What's up with this darts world championship?
All right, wait. Well, before we get to that, because I like the degenerate bets, but
I like to give him something degenerate.
Yeah, he loves to give. He gives us something that's degenerate every week. And by the way, I've been seeing this darts world championship everywhere. This is not something that's being hidden.
Yeah, somebody sent me a picture. It was a guy who looks like me that's on there.
I think everyone looks like you. That's in the darts world championship. I mean, the most famous dart player in the world would. I think he would can. Something like 16 pints, like during a professional championship. All right, so NFL. Do you like the NFL or do you like the Bulls this week? Which is your favorite? What is the game that you like the most?
In terms of like just like bet, I mean
that you're gonna bet on.
Man,
Dan's been hot on college basketball
lately. Yeah, that's. I mean, all I've been betting really is college basketball.
Like, what'd you have last night? Like Cal State Fullerton or something?
I had College of Charleston +5. They pushed. Unfortunately, it opened at 5.5. And then I had who was it last night? I can't even remember who it was last night. But I had someone against a ranked Tennessee team who is not very good.
Yeah, so. I'm betting everything.
Yeah,
okay, so you're just going to bet everything.
Yeah, I'll follow all the bowl games because I like to watch the trends on the bowls. And,
yep.
But yeah, Patriots, there's three games this week on Saturday.
Yeah.
Texans play early on. You want to watch that one. Then the Pats. What's the night game? Is it Garoppolo?
Yeah, it's the Niners and
Saints. Oh, no, Niners no, and no,
the,
Rams.
The night game is Chiefs-Bears.
Oh, Chiefs-Bears, sorry.
And then the Monday night game is Packers-Vikings. Are you talking about Saturday?
Yeah. Saturday night.
Oh, Saturday, yeah, my bad. Saturday is, I think, Rams-Niners.
Okay,
Rams, yeah.
So Darts World Championship, are you guys actually going... Because I know you put here Peter Wright has a shiny mohawk.
Yeah, dude, I'm betting him just because of his mohawk. All right, have you guys seen this thing? It's ridiculous.
No. He's plus.
You have to take a look at
it. He's plus 1210.
Yeah,
right over here. So you have you been watching the darts?
Absolutely not. But I'm in on the shiny mohawk. So I'm betting the shiny mohawk this week just because it's a shiny mohawk.
All right. So you're. But is this something you're going to watch?
Absolutely.
If you got money on it, yeah.
Yeah,
you're going to watch this.
Of course right. I am.
Yeah, this is getting, by the way, this is getting a substantial amount of promotion.
Yeah.
The World's Darts Championship.
I like the cornhole. I watched that thing over the summer. It was awesome.
Well, have you watched the, when they, what's the spike ball thing?
Love spike ball. I actually play spike ball.
Really?
For a large man who likes to sit, I like spike ball.
Well, you have to stand up.
Well, I play with a very athletic player.
Okay,
because so I'm tall, I can move around.
Right. Okay.
Oh.
My sister's boyfriend like goes and travels to all the tournaments. He's like wildly.
But like I'm huge, so it's like I can catch everything. I just got to tip it to my guy, and he'll do the rest.
All right. Well, it seems like you have a formula there. So, ladies and gentlemen, Darts World Championship.
Bill Russell and Bob Cousy.
Go with Peter Wright. He has a shiny mohawk, and everyone likes the Patriots over the Bills. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the Bankroll Boys 98. The Over-Under 98.5 podcast, very popular. Very, very popular. Bankroll Boys t-shirts and everything else. Fans, even in Las Vegas, coming up to Joe Murray. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back. We have Santa Jones. It is the Christmas season, so Santa Jones will be joining us in just a moment.
Toucher and Rich.
Merry Christmas, bitches!
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I am
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and
Santa
Rich.
Claus is coming.
I don't know how warranted it is, but people believe that Adam Jones is a negative gentleman, and here we are in the holiday season, and it is time to give Adam Jones a pulpit If he was indeed someone who gave out presents for the people, the athletes of around here or nationally, what he would give them. So it is right now Santa Jones. Now, Joe Murray knows you like the back of his hand. He gave you some ideas
of players
that you would like to give gifts to. 617-779-0985. Adam, who would you like to begin with?
Well, I'd like to begin with one of your favorites, John Henry, owner of the Boston Red Sox.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
Yeah, it was a gift. Jeeves, can you please remove the paper?
We're in the sun here.
The sun is here.
All right, so John Henry, yes.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe we could have gotten some curtains to protect him from the sunlight, but I would like to give him my GoFundMe account. Got to GoFundMe. Did you see the Red Sox are $13 million is what they owe for the luxury tax? $13 million. Wow. I guess you better trade Mookie Betts then, John Henry. So if we could get a GoFundMe going for John Henry, apparently now reduced to panhandling and asking for spare change just to afford this Red Sox team that makes some money hand over fist, I would like to get him a GoFundMe account.
Okay.
I think that'd be a good place to start.
All right. So you are thoroughly against trading Mookie Betts. You think that...
I'm really against them worrying about $208 million, you know, that cutoff, that threshold anyways, but specifically trading Mookie Betts. Yeah, I would be against that.
Okay. You feel that they're being cheap, even though they have the highest ticket price in baseball, maybe next to the Cubs?
Yeah, I think that when you have what should be a good team or has the potential to be a good team, you should invest in it. So... yeah, I think for this year, that would be cheap to start cutting payroll. Yeah, for a team with the highest ticket prices and, you know, a fan base that wants to see a competitive team, especially after last year, I don't want to see them cut prices.
All right, who...
My solution is get John Henry a little extra coin. Get a GoFundMe going.
Yeah, GoFundMe.
Didn't the soccer team win the championship this year?
Liverpool?
Got to be honest, don't know.
Liverpool, well, did you bet on it?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure they were successful this
year. All right, you're not positive you bet on Liverpool?
I haven't.
All right.
I one time bet on that Leicester City, though, and they won.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. There you go.
Is that a Lifshatz?
That was
bet?
Yeah.
That feels like a Lifshatz bet.
Okay, so when you bet on when you bet on the Premier League.
I don't often, but I get tips, and that's when I do.
Okay, because that seems like something up your alley, because that's a Saturday morning affair where you can do something to watch.
Most of the time.
That's damn right. I've dabbled here and there. I just don't know much about it.
All right, well,
I get a tip, and I'm like, hey, who do we like today? And boom, that's what we do.
All right, Mr. Santa Jones, who else do you like?
I'd like to get Gordon Hayward a new foot after the latest here.
A rabbit's foot?
Yeah, I'd like to get him something, because this latest thing, and I know we're going to talk to Danny Ainge later on, has me a little scared for Gordon Hayward, not only to contribute to the team this year. I was kind of hoping they could trade him. I was kind of hoping they could trade him and get some front court help, which I think makes a lot of sense for this team. Free up more, not minutes, but touches and looks on the wing for Tatum and Jaylen Brown, who I think plays much better without Gordon Hayward. And you could help fill in your front court, which is lacking on this team. So no one's trading for Gordon Hayward with this latest setback, I don't think. And I think this is the kind of thing that could screw with his confidence. I know people talked about that with the hand injury. I didn't buy into that. It was not a lower half injury. It's not anywhere near the ankle. I wonder if this is related to the ankle from a few years ago. I wonder if this is a little like Kyrie from a few years ago, where they had to go back in and take out some hardware, a wire that they had to remove that shut Kyrie down in his first year in Boston. So, yeah, I would start with a new foot for Gordon Hayward.
All right. Let's go to David. Dave, go ahead.
Hey, morning, guys. Listen, hey. Jones, with the Red Sox stuff, listen, I know John Henry's a creepy dude. But I'm not going to bash on this guy for wanting to cut payroll a little bit after, since he's shown he's willing to spend a ton of money, especially on teams that have underperformed.
Yeah.
Like, in so 2018, I mean, I've heard all over the radio station, it's almost like an aberration, because they weren't tremendous the year before. They certainly sucked last year. So, like, I think I want to get under the $208 million payroll tax thing is a way to get this new guy to like shake the dynamic of the team up. And,
yeah,
and that's getting.
I think it's creating
Mookie Betts.
I think it's a way to buy Linda more purses and shoes. That's what I think. I'm not.
I know. Listen, I know you are obsessed with Linda. Yeah, I hear you.
Better ice cream.
Listen, I don't know. I just think it's a way to shake up this team, which is what they need. I mean, we complain all about it.
Yeah, no, I think they need to get rid of their best player. Yeah, I think that's exactly what they need. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Mookie Betts, listen, you're going to be the first. You're going to be the first person in like 2 years after Mookie Betts signs like a $350 million contract to call him the most overrated person in the league because he's not.
Well, I wouldn't rule that out. I mean, that's true. But yeah, no,
So let's move him. Get something for him, especially if we can dump Price's salary at the same time.
Yeah. So
shake up the team.
So David Price
is my kryptonite.
David Price, I would I'd be in for. That's the one bit of salary slashing I'd be.
Well, trade him to the Cardinals.
I'm fine with trading. You know, Mookie Betts and his potential $30 million next year, and you know him hitting .225 in the postseason again.
Yeah. The Red Sox don't need to act like the Royals. That's all. They don't need to act like Kansas City.
Listen,
they don't need to act like some bum ass franchise. They're the Red Sox. They should spend.
They're still going to spend up to $200 million. They're not trying to cut the payroll down to $55 million.
No,
they're building around Bogaerts now. It's obvious. Is that they got Bogaerts.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, who's very young and then is under a very controllable deal, and they're trying to build around him. And
I like that. And
well,
Devers too.
Yeah, no, Bogaerts as your leader last year. That was a good place.
Well, but I'll tell you this: is that when Dombrowski comes in and lights everything on fire, and you win a championship, is what he does. Dombrowski, by the way, did nothing that all of us would have been capable of doing it. I mean, you could go, oh yeah, David Price, sure, and then Chris Sale, yeah, I'll get him. And he didn't.
I mean, in fairness, he didn't trade away Devers. He didn't trade away Bogaerts. He's not going to be the one who got rid of Betts. Like, he kept a lot of their good young players.
Yeah, but he got rid of the entire farm system, and he got
Well, not in the entire farm system. He could have gotten rid of Devers. He didn't.
Okay, well, who's the best player in the farm system?
Moncada was.
He got Moncada for Sale. I mean, and Sale, who I.
Benintendi's still here. Benintendi's not been great, but he didn't trade Benintendi.
Well, he might have to package Benintendi to get rid of Price. So, I mean, and would you have re-signed Sale? I mean, I'm no expert, but Sale's motion and the fact that he declines in the second half.
I didn't hate the signing. You know, I didn't think they needed to do it when they did it, but I
hate that signing.
I was in favor of keeping Sale at the time, yeah.
I hate that. He has a history of breaking down. It's only going to get worse, and I'm no, baseball expert, but his body build and the way that he throws, that does not speak for the future. I mean, that you're not supposed, your arm's not supposed to move that way. And that's exactly why he breaks down. I mean, they had to limit his innings, and he still broke down at the end of the year. He throws across his body, and you can't keep that up. You physically can't.
But in fair, people have been saying that for a long time about Sale, and he did for a long time.
Well, he breaks down at the end of the season.
Well, the last 2 years, yep.
No, but his numbers have gone down consistently in the last half of the season.
His ERA was not good last year. He still struck out, I don't know,
I know
200-plus guys.
He's an excellent pitcher for half the season or three-quarters of a season. And with the White Sox, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
So now you see that it matters. I don't know. It's just that if you taught a kid to throw like that, I mean, you're begging for shoulder surgery.
Sure.
I mean, you're just begging for it. Does he throw? All right. Well, we'll have more of Santa Jones, who is gifting.
It's a new foot so far, and a GoFundMe.
It's a GoFundMe for John Henry.
Poor John. Down on his luck, John. He's got to shave. He's got to pay 13 extra million this year. Poor guy.
The shower.
Got to make up for that Nathan Eovaldi deal.
Yeah, seriously.
The shower goes on when the alarm goes off.
He must have very light water pressure.
No. I fell down the marble stairs.
Do you have a seat in your shower? Do you have to sit down when you take a shower?
I have a seat everywhere. I have a seat every 5 feet in my home. Hey, Jazzy. Get that rock and roll off my ears.
All right.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Yeah, fire.
All right, we'll be right back. Here are the headlines.
98.5. Toucher and Rich.
made a lot of money.
We play Baby It's Cold Outside one time. Do we have that from Jimmy Stewart and Sarge? In honor of...
Sarge really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Jay Stu, I just may.
It's really cold outside.
Monday Night Raw
with Dean Ambrose
is on tonight.
Roman Reigns is gonna suplex Bray Wyatt.
I know it's gonna be soon.
Like your death.
We'll be eating at Kowloon.
Don't go to sleep.
So hey, Andy Wong,
he's cool and we'll be spared.
Let's have some Saugus wings.
Don't go to sleep.
So, there you go. And then,
well, that's a nice rendition.
Yeah, it is. It shows that, you know, maybe people aren't that PC, but is there another Christmas song that we have there?
I'll have to find them.
All right, if you can't find one. Because Joe Murray, on the way home from the Christmas party last night, where I apparently gave quite the speech, was at Kowloon.
That's right.
On the way home.
I got Saugus wings, too.
Yep, and he went right there.
He said
there.
He went to Kowloon. I think it's just implied. The Saugus
straight to Kowloon, walked right in. It was like, hey, Joe, how are you? You know, it was one of those things.
Now, how many people can Kowloon seat?
Hundreds. And then they have an upstairs room that has hundreds as well. Kowloon's great. Dude, I'm telling you. Just come on
up. Well, that's the next Christmas party is Kowloon. Yeah.
Well, you going to wait till a year, or do you want to come up before then and get your feet wet?
You want to wet your beak a little bit there.
Yeah, you just don't want to pop in there.
No. That's a lot to handle.
Because Rich has booked the last ones. They're always very fancy. I think that Kowloon would be a good experience for everyone.
Great experience.
People feel that. Well,
please, Andy Wong. Please, Andy Wong. Please, Andy Wong. Give me more spring rolls and moose shoe pork. I'm gonna creep out Allie Raisman. I'm gonna creep out Allie Raisman. I'm gonna creep out Allie Raisman. And her appearance, just you watch.
Uh-huh. All right, that was made before the allegations that Allie Raisman and the things that she had to go through. It's just a heads up for people. All right, so now listen, Adam Jones is a big fan of all the local franchises. He is a Boston native. So it is a segment called Santa Jones. Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Jones, who else would you like to give a gift to?
Oh, so I'd like to give out a co-gift here, if I may. This is to the head coach of the Boston Celtics, Brad Stevens, and the head coach of the Boston Bruins, Bruce Cassidy. I would like to give them both video cameras because the Patriots and Red Sox have been, or at least the Red Sox manager, have been caught up in their own filming and cheating scandals, and... what do you know? Patriots win Super Bowls. Red Sox win World Series. I'd like to give them both video cameras so maybe Brad Stevens and Bruce Cassidy, they can break through into that territory as well.
Now, you are a father.
Yes.
And this is something that you support as your children go into the world of athletics?
Yeah. It's a dog-eat-dog world out there, Fred. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
All right, so if I watch a hockey practice, have you been to a hockey practice?
No, like a morning skate or something like that, please.
Not a morning skate, but like just a practice?
Like an actual bat, like watch them do a bag skate? No.
Well, first of all, I have no idea what's going on while I'm there. I just know that they're skating around. And I know that David Backes stands in front of the net and they just rip slap shots. At him, and he like tries to tip him. Seems like the worst drill in the entire world to have to go through. I mean, he literally stands in front of the net.
Yep.
And they just rip slap shots at him, and he tries to tip him in. But I don't know what you could actually glean from a watching a hockey practice.
Oh, lots of stuff. Lots of secret stuff there, Fred. You're not going to the right hockey practices if you haven't seen.
Okay, yeah. So you see formations and whatnot.
Oh yeah, lots of plays.
Okay,
lots of plays.
There's a lot of plays going
on.
Because when I went to the media day, I did, because I've been to, you know, a few practices, and every time it's obvious Bergeron's the best player on the ice, and I don't know why he doesn't take penalty shots, because he like is by far the best at them, and at least in practice to my eyes. But it was the worst sports drill I've ever seen in terms of just how much it would suck. It would be like Yadier Molina
has a jugs machine that they start off on the pitcher's mound in hit balls that end up in his chest, and then they finally move it to about 5 feet away from him. And they're like 90-mile-an-hour balls that he just like pops off his chest,
oh,
which seems like that would be hell on earth. They had two guys.
He's like Adam Sandler and Happy Gilmore, just taking him right off the chest. No,
I would say it was a lot worse than what he had to do in that. But they had David Backus right in front of the crease and two guys that were just ripping slap shots at him. And you know, he's in normal hockey attire. He's not.
He's
tough.
He's a tough fellow, though.
Yeah, but I mean, that would suck.
Oh, no, that would not be fun.
No, if they're like, you're going to practice today, you're going to work on tipping pucks.
Yeah, so, you know, film that. See if you can get anything from that. Film that.
Yeah, just film that.
Film that and see if you can use that in the game.
Yeah, see, if you're asking me, like, hey, you want to be one of those guys in front of the net? then I'm saying no. All right, let's continue, Adam Jones.
Okay.
Santa Jones.
Yeah, it's good. I had this guy on my list, Patrice Bergeron. I'm sorry, what did you say? He's the best. He's their best. The best player on the ice?
When in practice, and I've been there for, I don't go often, but I've been there over the, you know, a few times over the last 10 years. He seems like the best player when he's in practice.
I would get him some new line mates. I don't think that Pastrnak or Marchand missed him all that much. In fact, they were very productive without him. I may get him some new line mates. Take him away from those two.
Okay, who would you like to play him with?
Well, they played well with Krejci.
Okay, no. Who would you want Bergeron to play with?
Oh,
First of all, Marchand would commit Harry Carey.
No, I understand, but why would that be such a crazy idea to split all those guys up?
I don't think it's a crazy idea.
When they were productive away. So play him with DeBrusk, and then you still need more help. Try mixing things up a little bit.
Well, I can tell you right now that there is no way, because even in overtime, they don't split those two up.
No, they haven't split them up for 10 years. No, that's kind of the point.
No, well, Marchand would commit Harry Carey. I mean, like, Marchand would lose his effing mind.
Well, then he's not. It wouldn't be the first time somebody didn't like their Christmas gift.
Wouldn't
be the first time somebody got socks.
That's like coal in the stocking if you did that to Marchand. Now, could you see it? What if Krejci Pastrnak?
Yeah, I think that's a no-brainer. My roundabout point is that Bergeron's no longer their best player. He's the third best player on that line.
Fair enough.
So that's really my roundabout point.
Well,
yeah.
He's the third best scorer on that line.
Player.
You think that all around that Pastrnak's a better player than him?
Well, I just think his offense is so dynamic that it makes up for his deficiencies elsewhere. And the net positive there or everything he brings to the table is worth more than Bergeron.
Well, what I would give you with that is that Bergeron has an injury that's never going to go away. And that Bergeron is going to have to be managed. And he's going to miss a lot of
like back to backs and stuff
more than that. I think that they're going to sit him for like a week, like at a time. And so I think you're going to get plenty of Krejci with Pastrnak and Marchand.
Well, then that one's coming true.
But that groin's never going to get better. In my opinion, from what I've heard, that groin is just the way it is, and that's going to be the way.
That's what the doctors tell me too.
You're talking about balls. And
I'm talking about the whole area. They're saying, "Well, you're just working with what you got there, Jones."
Well, listen, if you go down to certain South American countries, they can promise a lot of things. they can make a lot of things happen down there.
Creeping around the locker room at the wrestling event. Hey, it's the $1 million man. I'm gonna steal his jock.
Short and sweet.
Is there one other?
To the point.
So hot, it's Sarge here, staring at you on TV, watching you through the camera, nodding at you creepily. Headline, readers do not stare like me. I might cut off my eyelids to stare at you eternally. I see you when you're sleeping.
Now, does Sarge, does he do headlines during the week anymore when they're on TV?
Yeah, I think so, occasionally.
Now, does he still find the camera?
Oh, certainly.
Okay, so that's like his move.
Yeah, he has like a thing where like you read the update and he just stares at it.
He hits you with one of those.
Now, did you ask Sarge if he wanted to come out?
He was at the event last night.
No, I know he was.
He left early.
I wasn't blacked out.
Okay.
I just you know, made a speech that probably went too long. So I grabbed the mic out of my hand.
Well, tried.
Do you remember what you said in the speech?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Why, it was bad?
I know. I know. I'm just making sure you remembered.
Was it bad? Does anyone say it was bad?
I don't know. It was funny. I laughed.
Well, was it funny like ha-ha, or was it funny like jokes on me?
Like a joke? I don't know. Like Joe Pesci funny? I don't know. What kind of funny was it? I don't know. I laughed.
Was it like the jokes on me, or was it legitimately?
It was
funny?
Entertaining.
Okay.
What do you think, Nick? It was funny, right? Yeah.
What does Bird say? Okay. What does Bird have to say about that whole thing?
It was entertaining. I was like, duck. I was like, basically hiding myself a little bit, going, "Oh my god, please!"
His head turned red.
I turned beet red.
Why?
It was awesome.
Why did you turn beet red?
I don't know, because you were drinking and just like, hey, and you said Mark's name like 7 times and like 2 of the guys' names like 8 times, and it was just funny. I was like, oh my god. You went 5 minutes too long, put it that way. It was good.
5 minutes too long? How long did I talk?
It seemed like forever.
All right, well, there you go. Well,
after Bird's description, I feel like I was there. I feel like I just relived the whole speech.
Well,
pretty,
listen.
Pretty specific.
He's someone who can
what a word picture.
You had a nice sweatshirt on last night, too.
Yeah, I had my friend's brand. Mm. It was got in the Hustle logo. All right, we will be right back.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub, or Toucher and Rich, Joe Murray, yes.
Fred, I know you have an older cat, right?
20 years old.
Okay.
Senorita Fluff, Mademoiselle Muff, yes.
Okay. Story yesterday, a 19-year-old cat was abandoned at Logan Airport. And someone just left it and said the name of the cat was Tangy. And it had a microchip, not registered, and someone just left the cat there and wanted it to go to a good home.
Now, why would you pick the airport, and why a 19-year-old cat?
I don't know. The Animal Rescue League says a woman brought the cat into Boston Animal Control, saying, she's given a cat named Tangy. A man dropped it off at Logan, handed her with a note, saying that he was moving to Florida and couldn't take care of the cat.
Well, I'll tell you this much, is that if you go to my Instagram, where I'm a big influencer, at Fred Toucher, follow if you want to be influenced, you can see it is winter, so the Mademoiselle Muff, you can see her with hair in her holiday ascot.
Oh.
And then she gets shaved.
Looking like
saw that.
Looking like an Eagle Scout.
No, more like a runway model at that point. But then it's travel season, so she's been shaved completely, except for the end of her tail and her face. So she is completely shaven. And you can see she's become... Now, the one concern is she's so concerned with her modeling career that she has... she eats a lot, but then she throws up.
Yeah.
So I'm a little afraid she's
binge and purge.
She's becoming a little bulimic.
Yeah.
In order to, to keep up, as often happens with older cats, they see the younger cats come into town and they're trying to,
yeah.
But
it's a rough business.
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of her friends are dying. I mean, she was down with Versace, but, and these people.
Tangy's getting left at the airport for.
Yeah, could you ever abandon your 20-year-old cat?
No, I thought the cat was going to die, and I didn't come into work, and everyone gave me hell. The cat was... Yeah. 20's too old. More like 20 weeks. That's good prime killing time. But, yes, I would be very sad. I mean, we're leaving for a week, and we have someone who comes in every day to check it on the cat, but I will tell you, the cat does not like that.
Like, no.
No.
I mean, I can imagine.
No.
Getting left out of family vacation. That's got
to
be tough.
No, I mean.
Wants a place to be for the holidays.
Yeah, I mean, no, she has her own plans. But, I mean, you know, she does miss the, as much as she protests, she does like the homeliness and the. She does like the domestic bliss of a family Christmas. She pretends that she doesn't want to be there.
So you were saying when there was a note on this cat?
Yeah, it had the medical records for the cat.
Because I had a theory. It was like a Home Alone 2 situation where they were trying to bring the cat, and then it was like changing the batteries in its Talkman, and it got all mixed up and got left behind.
I've only brought a cat on a plane once, and that's when we moved here. And you got to drug him up pretty good.
Yeah.
You got to give him lots of drugs.
Yeah.
But then you got to worry that they're going to start a habit. And start going into town, and then, you know, you sniff heroin for a while, and then you boost.
The kitty opioid epidemic is a tough one.
You know.
Yeah.
Especially the cat fancy business.
Oh.
Well, the cat fancy scandalously is no longer around. They were getting, my cat has been cat fancy several times, but did not like the way the photographers talked to her.
A little
hashtag me too.
A little objectification.
A little hashtag me too.
Yeah, I can see that.
All right. We will be back, and we will be back with one of the moments that we gifted you this year for free. You just turn on the radio and hear all these free, fantastic things for you. There will be no commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.